From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP is agreeing to speed up its payment of claims to those directly affected by the Gulf oil spill. The government's point people on crisis response, including Homeland Security Counselor Tracy Waring, confronted BP executives yesterday, warning in a letter
to ensure that BP's claims process is more transparent, prompt, and responsive to the unique needs of the communities and citizens that have been impacted by the oil spill.
Under federal law, BP is required to pay a variety of losses, including loss of earnings. Waring says this spill comes during the biggest money-making season for watermen. The trade gap with China was part of a hearing on Capitol Hill today. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says it's crucial China relax its control of its currency exchange rate.
China is on its way to quickly becoming the world's second largest economy and could soon become the largest foreign market for American goods and services.
Geithner testifying before the Senate Banking Committee as the Commerce Department finds that foreign demand was weaker in April and that hurt U.S. exports. Trade deficit had a gap growing over $40 billion in April. It was below $40 billion the month before. Mortgage lenders repossessed homes at a record pace last month, but NPR's Giles Snyder reports that overall, foreclosure activity leveled off.
The private real estate data company Realty Track says foreclosure activity slowed slightly in May. Its latest report shows legal warnings to borrowers that they could lose their homes were down 3% from April. But the number of actual foreclosures reached a new high. Realty Track's Rick Sharga.
I think what we're continuing to see is lenders and servicers actively processing loans that are already in foreclosure.
There were nearly 94,000 foreclosures in May, and Realty Track warns a new wave could come in the second half of the year as lenders work their way through delinquent loans. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
South Korea's space program is confronting its second major setback in less than a year. It lost contact with a rocket that was carrying a scientific satellite into orbit. As the Hwasong Psychow Tau reports from Seoul, that rocket likely exploded.
Seoul's science minister An Byung-man says a camera mounted on the tip of the space rocket showed a bright flash not long after liftoff. He says officials believe the Nara-1 rocket exploded. Local media reported earlier that ground controllers lost communication with the space rocket about 2 minutes into the flight. The two-stage rocket blasted off into space earlier today, carrying an observation satellite meant to collect data about climate change. It was locally assembled, but built by both Russia and South Korea. The rocket launch had been delayed by a day because of fire safety concerns. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikau Tau in Seoul.
U.S. stocks surging, Dow's up more than 200. This is NPR. A right-wing party that wants to stop all Muslim immigration is touting big gains in the general election in the Netherlands. We have a recap from NPR's Rob Gifford in Amsterdam.
The centrist party, the VVD, won the most seats in yesterday's elections, and its leader, Mark Rutte, is likely to be the next Dutch prime minister. But it was the gains by the right-wing Freedom Party and its leader, Geert Wilders, that has attracted the most attention. Instantly recognizable by his trademark shock of bleached blonde hair, Wilders preaches an anti-Islam, anti-immigration message. He's compared the Quran to Hitler's Mein Kampf and wants a tax placed on women who wear headscarves. Muslim immigrants now number nearly 1 million out of the Netherlands' 16 million people. With no party gaining a full majority, likely Prime Minister Mark Rutte must now decide whether to gain the majority he needs through a coalition with Geert Wilders' Freedom Party or to join with a less controversial partner. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Amsterdam.
New unemployment claims in the U.S. are down for a third straight week. The Labor Department's reporting applications have dropped by 3,000 to a seasonally adjusted 456,000, nearly what it was in January. Overall, the unemployment rate remains high, 9.7%. Last week, labor said the economy generated far fewer private sector jobs in May than in April. Generally, the bulk of new hires involved temporary census workers. Fewer retailers are falling victim to organized theft, though the decline so far is slim. A National Retail Federation survey finds the percentage of merchants affected by crime rings had fallen below 90% from last year. Nearly half of the respondents said they spent more money on prevention. This is NPR.